Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're live out here at Element Lounge, 618 North Water Street. Gary Ellerson, former Badger Packer running back, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show.
I think his car got towed. He doesn't
Bill
look too
Schmidt
happy.
Uh-oh.
I hope his car didn't get towed.
He's coming in here like he's a man on a mission. Gary, we got
You can just go Baby Tausch, fly to Nashville, go party with
Baby
Tausch.
Yeah, come on with me. Just grab a flight. There's an extra one on the plane. We can book it right now.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Where's your car get towed?
Ask me something. Wait.
It's going to cost you a lot of money.
Are we getting paid to be here?
What do you mean?
Do they pay us a fee?
They pay the radio station.
Oh, we don't get nothing?
You guys have been in this much longer than I have.
Well, I mean,
I'm not too sure how this all works. I'm just out here for the fun.
Because if we do, I might have used that up today.
Don't tell me your car's
whatever
gone,
that fee is. Whatever that fee is, I might have used that up today.
Don't tell me it's gone.
I'm just saying. I don't know who's listening back at the radio station, but whatever y'all, if y'all cut me something, it's gone. Just saying.
Oh,
just
no.
Saying.
Did you not get out there in time?
See, it was really weird because last time I went out there, I was trying to put some money in the meter, and it says I couldn't put any money in the meter tonight after 3:30.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of freaking out. I'm just feeding the meter. It won't move. Right? So I thought maybe after 3:30 you don't need any money or whatever. But I thought maybe, you know.
In downtown Milwaukee?
Yeah, I don't know, but it wouldn't let me have any money. So
no.
I decided to go back. Just now, I walk on out there, you know.
You got a ticket?
Like I say.
They didn't tell you. There's no way they told you that quick. So.
Well, yeah, because, like I say, if we get a fee for being here, it's gone. Yeah.
The best part is you know that you're about to get one when they come by and they got that chalk marker.
Right.
That they hit the tire.
Yeah.
They hit the tire one time with the chalk. They come back around, and that chalk's sitting there.
The car
they're writing something
The car's still there, right?
That's good.
It's a $35 ticket.
Okay.
I asked my man at the door right there. I forget his name. I asked my man at the door. I said, hey, man, so can I just – I already got the ticket. He goes, no, because you get the ticket, you're good. They ain't going to tell you.
No, yeah, I think you're all good.
Once you get the ticket, you're good.
What I used to do is, like, whenever I get one, I would, like, keep it in my car.
And then throw it on your car?
And then just throw it on the car whenever I park somewhere that I knew I wasn't supposed to.
But how much would you have put into that meter for 4 hours had you not got the ticket?
Well, so it was a two-hour limit when I got here.
For how much?
$2.
Oh, you would have spent $35 then. It wouldn't have,
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, $4 I would have spent, you know, just being here. Now it's 30 sap.
30 sap.
Yeah, 30 sap.
Not 36.
Yeah.
Not leap.
Yeah.
30 sap.
Hey, man.
Oh, man.
I love my job.
There's a triple for Oregon as they are leading the Badgers by 23-21.
Badgers making a comeback.
And
they had the lead when you were outside.
Did?
Yep.
Oh. Ethan Happ just still going to the free throw line, and there's one short.
I think you're right about this.
Yeah, why would you not?
Yeah.
They're going to run the zone, and Ethan Happ, one of the smartest bigs in all of college basketball, and is an All-American for a reason. He can distribute. He gets the ball. Just hack him and put him on the line and take your chances that he's going to go 50% for the whole day.
Oregon's problem is that they just can't get frustrated. They can't say, how are these guys beating us? How are they in the game with us? Because that's what Wisconsin want you to get. Then you get all flustered, and then you get outside yourself.
But you can't think that way when you're the 12 seed. You're the 12 seed. You got to think that you're the dog, right?
No,
you can't come in this game thinking Wisconsin.
Because Oregon walked in and said it's Wisconsin, man.
No, come on.
They walked in saying that?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah, that's how Wisconsin beat these
teams. They didn't walk in saying
they walked
same
in
old
and go, this is Wisconsin. We know what they got.
If the Badgers were 12, I'd agree with you.
Mm-mm.
But not with the Badgers 5 and 12.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. But either way, One thing I do know is if you're looking for a great place to go bowl, Castle Lanes in Racine is that place. Great up north atmosphere. Feels like you're in a log cabin. You got flat screen TVs everywhere. Pro Shop ran by Letty Morris Jr., PBA 50 vet. Great food and drinks. Heck, it's no wonder they're consistently rated as one of America's coolest bowling destinations. And with spring and spring-like temperatures coming up with us this weekend and next week as well, it looks like, Castle Lanes has their summer and spring league starting up right now. May 14th, it's the Storm Doubles League starting up, $15 per week. First place team wins choice of any current Storm bowling ball and $200 cash. My favorite part about this whole deal is it's only a one-hour commitment on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday nights. So you want to enjoy the warm weather, enjoy the summer, no problem. You're in and you're out in 60 minutes. You cannot beat that. Plus, you also get your choice of a High Five PBA jersey that you can wear for league play, or you can get yourself a three-ball bag from Storm. Or you can join the nine-pin fun league where you knock out nine pins. It's a strike. Don't forget also Castle Lanes likes the summertime outside, too. They got beach volleyball. That starts on May 5th. Hurry, get all the details
now. If anybody
now
needs a setter, let me know.
Check out Castle Lanes' Facebook page. You play volleyball?
Yeah, I was a really, really good volleyball player.
262-633-1199. 262-633-1199. Enjoy the
probably
wild
MP too.
Side of bowling at Castle Lanes Highway 31 in Racine. Did they have a volleyball for guys in high school?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
they didn't have it when I was in high school, obviously.
Well,
But I heard it's pretty popular in high school.
It is. It's becoming a lot more popular.
Are those athletes being taken away from another sport?
Maybe like soccer and basketball is where they get more of their guys.
Well, the boys volleyball?
Yeah.
Football. Boys volleyball go up against football.
But not the good football players.
No, there's some athletes that are playing volleyball.
Absolutely.
Hey, athletes. For the record, I couldn't play football or volleyball. So there's that.
No, there's receivers. You got specialty players. Receivers, DBs.
Like guys that could be the high flying, the go high point the football kind of receivers.
Yeah.
Go and play volleyball.
DBs.
Yeah. I was a setter.
Quarterbacks.
I had a nasty serve too.
Yeah.
I was overhand. I'd get up off the ground a little bit, and I mean, being as tall as I was, I was able to get
you
it
got up
cleanly,
off the ground.
Yeah. Pretty much right over and
that's good.
Right in between that first and second line. Oh yeah, I'm a pretty decent player. So if anybody needs me, let me
so
know.
So they're at the same time of the year then.
Yeah.
Both volleyball in fall. Football. Yep. Both in fall. Yep.
Man.
Oh, I'm so well, you're going to have to ask my boss if I can take any of
Bacardi
shots.
No, we're good, cuz. We're good. You know what? Let's throw him on the floor. Let's throw him on the floor at 6 o'clock. You're going to throw him on the floor and just pour it down his neck and his back, in his mouth.
You talking to me?
Yeah, at 6
o'clock. He's got to go catch a flight.
Okay. Yeah, that'll put him on the flight.
Yeah, that'll get me on my flight to Nashville.
That'll get him on the flight.
That'll get me on the flight to Nashville.
That'll get him going. Yeah. Send him off.
As my man Travis Scott said.
At 6:01, we're going to throw him on the floor and pour it down his neck.
Might also be knocked for the night. Wendy's Big Show back after this from Element Lounge. Yes, sir. Wendy's Big Show live from Element Lounge, 618 North Water Street, out here till 6 o'clock on a college basketball Friday. Guys, I'm heading out of town right after the show today, going to Nashville. Got a bachelor party, one of my old teammates. I cannot wait to celebrate. Yesterday, my buddy, they're driving down, grabbed the golf clubs that I got in there. They also grabbed a couple of 12-packs that I had set away of Bofording beer. You can stock up right now at Total Wine and More and get ready for opening day of Bofording beer. It's a premium, high-quality beer due to its superior ingredients. Only 100% natural barley, hops, and the freshest spring water are used in production of Bofording beer. And plus, guys, we're talking about over 250 years of family-owned brewing experience. Put that into perspective real quick. 1764 is when Bofording started in the country of Luxembourg. Yeah, the United States started in 1776. Since then, they've been crafting their brews to achieve the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. It's the best kind of beer, the highest quality drinkable beer you're going to find. If you're going with the crisp Pilsner, that's what I got stocked up when I land in Nashville tonight. The Triple Ale, that's got 8% ABV. We couldn't bring too much of that because we didn't want to knock everybody out. The Delicious Fruit Ale, we're designed for a full flavor. It's not supposed to fill you up, and it won't. Guys, a little secret about Bofording beer. Unlike other imports, they're not owned by a gigantic corporation. They never sold out. They're still made in the same family touch, personal small batches that made Bofording famous. Go try it out at Total Wine and More, Discount Liquor, Woodman's, and make sure you're stocked. stocking up at Total Wine & More. For opening day, they got specials that are so low, I wish I could, but I just can't even talk about it on the radio. Also, if you guys are out, like we're out at Element Lounge right now, if you're out at great bars like Cafe Hollander, the Nomad, Stilt House, Sport Club, grab a Bofording on tap. And when you do that, let Bofording Bill know. Hashtag Bofording Bill at Bill Schmidt Radio. Let me know where you're drinking a Bofording, and I might just stop by and get one of those Bofordings from you. It's Bofording, Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import Bofording beer. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. Live at 1057FMTheFan.com, the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. We're watching the Wisconsin Badgers right now, knotted up at 23 as number 23, Kobe King. Bricks off a three off bricks into the off. Right corner. And just a straight brick, one of those that like hits the rim and then just the ball half deflates and just falls down to the ground. Badgers in a dogfight. This is going to be a good one. This is also going to be one of those, Sparky, that is underwritten all over it. And I told you that I had an issue with your boy Rick Barnes.
Not my boy.
Rick Barnes. Now, the classy thing to do in the NCAA tournament, right, when you have a lead, you have a five-point lead with 4.5 seconds left, is you call off the dogs, right?
He costs you.
It's 75-70. Yeah. That adds up to 145 points.
All right.
The over-under was set between Colgate and Tennessee at 146.
So you're happy. Just dribble the ball out.
Right. Who decides to go and take a layup at 2.1 seconds and
happens.
You win 77-70?
That's not Rick Barnes' fault. That's a play.
That is Rick Barnes' fault.
No.
That is Rick Barnes' fault. You need to tell your players to have some respect later in the game and dribble the basketball out and let everyone go home with their dignity, a nice five-point win. You got on. You survived in advance. And everyone walks away happy. So Rick Barnes, you're in the doghouse. You just made the list.
If you had the over, though, then what?
Well, then when they were walking around with the Bacardi and lemonade, I would have taken a couple of samples. I would have been feeling a lot better.
Right. Yeah,
I just don't even get this. Like, the NCAA tournament is supposed to be a fun time, and all it's doing is making me frustrated.
Yeah, that's because you're losing.
Yeah.
That's why I don't gamble.
Yeah, that's why I don't partake.
Oh, sorry, you guys are just so much smarter than me. Gary, this is why I'm going to ask you the question.
Excellent.
Are the Packers better with the Smiths, Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith, at linebacker pass rushers for the team now than they were with Clay Matthews and Nick Perry?
Yeah, and I think the reason why, because I think of the availability. Both of these guys have played a lot of football. They haven't missed any games.
Mm-hmm.
So at least you're going to get that. With Nick Perry, you didn't know if you're going to get 16 games out of him. Clay Matthews, you knew you were going to get 12 for sure. And so their ability is going to be availability. And I think you've got to understand that like that. Now, sack totals, the jury is really still out on these guys, sack totals, what they really can give you. I mean, can they come in and give you 10 and 10, get you 20 sacks from that spot? That would be great. Is it Za'Darius?
Za'Darius.
What?
Za'Darius.
Za'Darius Smith?
Let's call him Z.
He's going to be on the. I think he's going to be on the field a little bit more because he can play multiple positions. I think he should be the guy that maybe leads you in sacks because you can move him down inside. You get some nickel stuff from him. You get some dime stuff from him. You can play. He can play in a regular 3-4 defense. I mean, you can do a lot with him. So yeah, I think they got better. If you ask me, they got better with the loss of those two guys. Yeah, they got better. I don't know how much they got better, but let's just knock on wood or something right now. Those guys have not been injury-prone, but who knows when you go to the Green Bay Packers. Maybe they just snake bit.
Sparky, are the Packers better now with the Smiths than they were with Clay and Nick at pass rusher?
God, I hope so. I really hope so.
I love Steve, man.
As I'm telling you right now, if they're not, they're going to just go crazy. See, this is the thing. We've talked about it before with free agency. Look, you're going to make some good ones, right? And you're going to miss
some.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen here. So we're excited because they signed anybody, right? So if they would have signed Baby Tausch, we would have been like, sweet, it's not Nick Perry.
I'd have been fired up.
Right. As long as it's not Nick Perry, who cares?
That'd have been sweet.
Somebody other than Nick Perry. There were a faction of people. They didn't want Clay Matthews anywhere near this football team. So those people would have been fired up if it had been Baby Tausch signed instead of Clay Matthews.
I could have fit into the 52. I got the hair.
So what I think is happening right now is everybody's just excited that it's not those two guys, right? Now, that feeling's going to change if they don't both produce this year and get to the quarterback. It's going to change in a big way. If at the end of the year they combine for 12 sacks, I think people are going to be mad and say, boy, you screwed this whole thing up. Like, 12 sacks total, you had what you had before. But for me, it really is going to come down to how much better this defense is. So for me, it's not going to be about what their numbers are individually as much. It's going to be more about how this defense plays going forward. Maybe they don't get the sacks, but maybe they get more hurries on the quarterback than the other two guys did. Maybe they get more knockdowns after the ball is thrown, some more pressures than the other guys did. I just want to see how it affects this defense. If this defense becomes a top six defense, and I know I'm reaching for the stars, but if this defense becomes a top five, top six defense, regardless of what their individual numbers are, you say it was a success.
And this also could be, these guys are both pass rushers, right? And that's why you bring them in. You bring them in to rush the quarterback. But what Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith both do is they set the edge incredibly well. I think a team that last year was 11th, just on the outside looking into the top 10
right.
in run defense, that could really be a strength of this defense, where these two guys being able to be into a 4-2-5, kind of the conventional now
right.
dime set that a lot of defenses are going with, they're going to be so strong against the run, I think, with these dudes, that it could help them immensely in that
sense,
too.
You would hope so, and you would hope they would help your back end out, too, because that's what you're really looking for, to make your secondary a little bit better. If you get a pass rush, you can stop the run, that'll help you out on the back end. But, they, you know, their problem is going to be right now is how they get these guys to play on a consistent basis. Because Steve and I, we interviewed all these guys. Both of these guys have been so up and down. And you just can't be up and down. You've got to have guys that are ready to come to play, especially at that position, almost every single game. They can't take any play. Both are in contract years. You just don't know what you're going to get. That's their problem. The only thing they got going is that those guys are going to be on the field. And that really ain't a given. I'm trying to knock on some wood. They ain't got none around here. That the flow might be wood.
They got some wings.
Yeah. But you just – God. That's why I'm not sold on this whole winning division thing.
You're not –
Packers? Yeah. You don't think they can?
That's why I'm not sold
on. Oh, yeah. Come on, man, please.
You're already ready to book
sure
those
is.
Division championship T-shirts.
12, 13 wins. Come on, man.
Needs to stop.
12, 13 wins.
Oh, I'm hoping so.
MVP for Rodgers, man.
Man, that would be a great way for me to start out my first football season hosting the Big Show.
No, I'm not saying.
I mean, goodness gracious. 12, 13 wins. Aaron Rodgers goes for the MVP?
Right.
We might be on Radio Row.
Right, but I'm not saying they're going to not choke it away in the FC Championship game.
Okay.
All I'm saying is.
There's Steve.
All I'm saying, though, is I think they're going to be much better than they were last year.
Yeah.
I feel confident in that.
Are the Packers better with the Smiths than they were with Clay and Nick, Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith, the new two edge rushers for the Green Bay Packers? 414-799-1250. We got a conversation about John Morant still to come, as well as Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. An hour and a half left out here. We're here till 6 o'clock. Element Lounge out here, 618 North Water Street, right in the middle of Michigan and Wisconsin. You can't miss us. We're straight in the middle, right up on the desk, right here up on the on a nice stage. We look right over into this beautiful lounge. People are eating $5 wing baskets, drinking Grey Goose, Bacardi. It's a party. We got the Bacardi babes out here. A lot more time for you to join us out here at Element Lounge. Wendy's Big Show on a College Basketball Friday. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show live from Element Lounge. A little Mac Miller bringing us out of the break. I like that. I love the way. I love the way that sounds on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com. I have Wendy's Big Show out here till 6 o'clock. Element Lounge, 618 North Water, right in between Michigan Street and Wisconsin Avenue. You cannot miss it, and you cannot miss these deals. They got $4 Grey Goose, $4 Bacardi, $4 Cazadores.
Cazadores.
$2 beer.
Cazadores.
Cazadores?
Yeah, that's food.
No, it's a drink.
Oh.
That's a drink, baby. That's a drink.
What's a Cazadores?
There you go. Walked into that one.
Hey, what's a Cazadores? What's it got in it?
Oh, it's just a tasty. Oh, man. That
what's
is
a Cazadores? You know what it is?
Not lose.
Huh?
It's tequila, man.
Tequila mixed with what?
Whatever you want. The Cazadores is the brand of tequila.
Oh, that's a brand of tequila? Cazadores.
Cazadores.
Gary's not a big tequila guy.
No, I'm not. I don't.
What?
No, because.
What?
I drank the 1800. That's about all I got.
Tequila in the morning, afternoon, and night.
I'm a bourbon guy. Bourbon, whiskey, that's the kind of guy I am. Buffalo Trace, you know, Pappy Van Winkle, you know. that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I'm more into the clear liquor. So I'm going tequila.
No, it's got to be
vodka.
Brown.
I like that Bacardi white rum.
I like that brown stuff. No.
Well, is that
give me the brown?
Is there a reason for that?
Brown stuff make me feel good. The white stuff make me not feel good.
It's a good reason not to drink white stuff, though.
That is a pretty good reason to
how
not
about
drink
that?
White
not
stuff.
For me.
How about that? How about my boy Junior? Well, how about my boy Junior with the red cap on right there?
Man, he is snapping some great pictures, too.
I mean,
the one time, he brought the camera right over here.
Yeah.
There's two screens right in front of us here as we're up here on the stage doing the show. My man Junior over here, that's a sweet Bucks hat, by the way.
Isn't that
red
nice?
Old school Bucks hat that he's got on. And he sneaks the camera right over the top here.
Yeah.
And I don't think he knew that anybody saw him.
Yeah.
So I kind of gave him one of those head nods and a little wave while he was taking the picture. I just hope that camera makes sure that it can deduct a couple of pounds.
Deduct.
That's what I'm looking for. John Morant didn't need any deductions yesterday. 17, 16, and 11. That's a triple-double for all of you that didn't realize that. John Morant went off last night against Marquette. Murray State knocks out Marquette quickly in a 12-5, 83-64. We discussed Steve Wojciechowski and what this means for his future at Marquette. But, Sparky, John Morant made himself obviously some money. He only takes 9 shots in the game yesterday. Everybody was looking for him to fill up the scoreboard. He has 17, but facilitated for all of his teammates and made the team look fast and just purely more athletic than a Big East team like Marquette. And he was able to spread the ball around and show to a lot of NBA teams, I think, just what he can do at the next level.
Yeah, 17 points, 16 assists, 11 rebounds. Leonard Hamilton, coach of Florida State, with this quote on ESPN's website after watching Morant on film. Listen closely. What I noticed is he's one of the most exceptional players that I've had a chance to watch play. He's kind of a throwback to guys who have the ability to score points, but he also has the passion and the excitement about creating opportunities for his teammates. Guys like a Nate Archibald, who can lead the NBA in scoring and lead in assists at the same time. A guy like Magic Johnson, who got so much joy making the game easy for his teammates. Even a player like Muggsy Bogues, who has an uncanny way of making things easy for his teammates.
Those are
you like those comparisons?
Wow, those are some.
I was trying to figure out who he translates to the next level.
Those are big time names.
Give me the names again now. Tiny Nate,
Magic, and then he just used Muggsy Bogues as far as that's not real.
No,
but the other two, I think he's a.
Can I tell you who I thought? And it's a straight crazy.
I know who I thought. He's a better offensive player than the guy I thought of though.
AI.
That was who I was thinking. A little bit taller.
Yeah.
But
he got AI. I ain't not saying he's Iverson, but he got.
Far less unselfish.
Yeah. But he's got all that kind of other stuff with it.
He's got the AI swag.
Yeah. And the handles, the dribble. I can get to the hole. I can kick. I can dish. I mean, he's got a very, to me, similar game to Allen Iverson.
And my favorite part about that is
straight crazy.
Like Allen Iverson used to do, he lets you know about it on the other end of the floor.
Yes.
He plays some solid defense, too, as well.
How big is he?
Reminds me of
6'3".
He reminds me of Gary Payton a little bit. That's where I saw there. Now,
better shot.
Absolutely.
Better shot than Gary.
I don't know if
Gary
play defense. I don't know if he'll play defense like Gary Payton at the next level.
He's not.
But, see, that's the thing. I mean, with this kid coming into the NBA right now, if this draft sits, and it won't because it's a stupid lottery, but if it were to sit as is, New York's 1, Zion Williamson. Phoenix is 2. You put this dude in Phoenix with Devin Booker and Iden, who they just drafted last year at center, and you get him, like we talked about yesterday, a small forward to play, they're going to be able to get up and down that court, run and gun, and have some fun and be pretty damn competitive right off the bat. Because as far as his court vision goes, better than Steph Curry's was coming out, I think. Steph Curry, with the assist and all that, that all started once he got into the NBA.
Right.
Davidson, he was the guy.
Right.
In college, yes, he's been the guy, but he's also shown the ability to make his teammates better around him at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then he can rebound as well. You know he can jump, fly through there. You've seen all the highlight dunks all over YouTube and everything else.
Right.
But is he a guy that should go number one? Is he a guy that should go in front of Zion Williamson at the end of the day?
Well, I think the most interesting part for me of the conversation is John Morant is continually just getting better. Like last year he finished the year 12-5-5 as his average numbers. This year he averages 24, 10 and 8. And, I mean, he continually is jumping. This is a dude that, guys, he couldn't dunk until he was, like, a senior in high school. He was on the same AAU team as Zion Williamson.
Oh, he was?
Back in when they were 12, 13 years old. And nobody was there watching John Morant. They were all there to see Zion Williamson. Right. He was just thinking, maybe I can get a couple of eyeballs. Murray State was, like, one of two D1 schools to give this guy a scholarship.
Wow.
And then, if you, Sparky, when you're talking about going number one, it's what are you looking for as an NBA team? Are you looking for somebody that you see what they are right now in Zion Williamson, a physical freak who can jump out of the gym and instantly give you a bunch of credibility?
Right.
Or a dude that could just be tapping his potential right now at the college game and only getting better at the pro game?
I think it all depends who's looking for a point guard that can kind of do everything. I mean, that to me, because you're saying it depends on the team. You're right. It does depend on the team. It depends on the makeup of the team and what the team has already on the roster when he comes in.
True.
So, okay, let me put it this way. If you're the New York Knicks, which one's more appealing to you?
That's a good question.
You have the number one overall pick.
That's a good question.
So which one is more appealing to you?
I'm going
to
tell you.
Knowing that you think you're going to get Kevin Durant.
Right.
Or again, Kyrie.
The draft is before free agency in the NBA.
Right. Zion sell tickets in New York. Ja Morant doesn't.
But you don't need to sell tickets if you think you're getting Durant.
It doesn't matter. They want that.
You don't think Ja Morant sells tickets?
No.
You were the one that told me about him weeks ago.
But not like Zion. Zion, he is, in this way, what they think is a transcending player. I mean,
Zion goes, he's a main attraction.
He is. Until he goes to the NBA and averages 10 points and 5 rebounds a game, he's getting a draw.
Right.
Until that happens.
Right.
If that doesn't happen, he's the draw. He's going to be the main draw incoming next year in the NBA. Now, you may project him to be something other than what most folks think, but just from the get-go, he's the draw.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just crazy.
Now, for me, if you're the New York Knicks, you're in a bad situation.
Yeah, they're in a real bad situation.
You don't know who you actually have unless you've got – and again, it's the NBA, so anything happens in the NBA. I mean, unless you know for sure Kyrie is coming, I don't know, man.
So if you
got to have some form of knowing that you are going to have that point guard.
Yeah.
If you're going to pass this dude up. Because I mean, Gary, I get we both just said that he's not necessarily AI, but if he has that kind of flair and
he's
potential,
got that.
I mean, that is
he'll entertain.
But you know where he fits? L.A. Ja Morant fits L.A.
Sure, with LeBron?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah,
he does. That's where he
does. Yeah, he does.
But I'll give you another one.
You give up
right
Lonzo
now,
and whatever you got to do, go get that boy.
Three's the Cavaliers. Now, they just got Sexton. So I don't know if they're going to go do that. Four are the Bulls, and they don't have anybody. They got Dunn.
That's a huge consolation prize if you're the Bulls, and you're able to get Ja Morant at four.
Well, no, but I don't think he'll get to four. But it's a lottery. So because it's a lottery, you could end up in that situation. I'm just talking about looking at teams where he's a good fit. To me, Phoenix makes the absolute most sense. The Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, Phoenix with that one kid they got from Kentucky?
Devin Booker.
Ooh.
And DeAndre Ayton, who is a
Ayton on the inside
monster.
Is a monster. Right.
Woo. That guy out-physicaled Giannis on a take to the lane.
You know who's an upcoming team right now who I like? Sacramento.
Oh, Sacramento's very
young. I like them.
De'Aaron Fox at point there. Right. So, I mean, that's why I say it all depends on who ends up in that spot.
Right.
Memphis, you know.
Depending on what they're going to do with Mike Conley.
Yeah, but if you're Memphis and you're up there.
You're up there, that forces Mike Conley.
If you're at two and they go one, I mean, you could take Barrett. You could take Reddish, I guess, but you wouldn't take Reddish. But you could take Barrett, I guess, instead of him. I just think, man, the most perfect fit for this dude is definitely Phoenix. It just makes the absolute most sense right now.
That allows Phoenix to be ready to go. They would be one of those teams that you're waiting for to make a huge jump if they get Morant at two. The one person that you're not waiting for to make a jump or anything, you already know what you're getting, is Robert Specialty Meats. You're getting the best meat in town.
That's right. Big Cal Tournament is underway and moving along. Whether your bracket is still looking good or already busted, you can eat like a champ in your own special moment with delicious food from Robert Specialty Meats. There's no madness, only gladness this weekend. And serving up some of the options from our master butcher, Paul Roberts. Starting with fork tender beef brisket, pulled pork, original gourmet burgers, easy to serve, ribs on a stick, or marinated chicken skewers in barbecue, garlic parmesan, or Door County cherry. You also find gourmet burgers plus over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, just bursting with zesty flavor. Call them today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT to reserve your order. When you visit, make sure you stock up on their made-fresh daily cherry wood smoked beef sticks, the perfect snack treats for those watching late-night tournament games. You can also check them out online at Robert's Specialty Meats, Waukesha.com, for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, you shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
And the best place to watch the NCAA tournament is out here with the Wendy's Big Show, Element Lounge, 618 North Water, out here till 6 o'clock on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show live from Element Lounge on a college basketball Friday. We're here till 6 o'clock. $4 Grey Goose. And for somebody, guys, Gary, Sparky, that enjoys Grey Goose, that's a deal. That you're getting $4 Grey Goose, $4 Bacardi,
is that
$4
Grey Goose? Is that the clear stuff?
That's vodka, yeah.
I do a little vodka.
Now, you'd like Grey Goose.
No, I do vodka.
Yeah, you like Grey Goose.
I like Tito's.
Well, we like Tito's, but sometimes it gets drank before we're able to get involved.
I mean, I do some Grey Goose, too. Don't get me wrong.
Right, yeah. I mean, like, you're not going to be mad about it.
No, I like a vodka and tonic.
Hey, what was the vodka that Rami's girl used to drink?
Tito's.
Well,
because they're in town.
Well,
they're here.
I mean, let's get this
what?
Straight.
They're in Milwaukee.
And he's not here?
Hold up. Ask me again, Steve.
What was the vodka that she drank?
Any vodka.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in town, man. They're going to the Heat game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, we started off with a certain brand. Then all of a sudden, she started spending too much money. Then she just bought – it was just cheap vodka.
Whatever
she
you could find.
Yeah, she don't care.
Yeah, yeah. She was drinking Everclear.
Yeah.
So she just likes vodka.
What?
Alcohol.
What you talking about?
Vodka.
Yeah. Alcohol.
What you talking about?
So our boy's not going to come out here and say hi or anything?
No.
He might. He might. I don't know.
Grown man, right? He's got different things to do. That's cool.
Well, yeah, you're on the Bucks game, cool. So I would assume this is kind of close to the arena, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it is.
Maybe a mile away, right down Water Street.
Right? It's not that far.
In between Michigan and Wisconsin. It's a perfect place. If you're going to the Bucks game, come over here, get in your element before the game.
Get in your element.
Get some Grey Goose, Bacardi. Maybe some wings, $5 wing baskets. We've got the Jamaican jerk back here that we've been snacking on.
Jamaican
they also have
jerk.
The element sauce.
Element.
Which they brought a bunch over here for all of us to try.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, guys. I didn't really allow you guys to touch many of those. They were quick work.
It's the new ways of the Big Show now. It's just how it goes. It's understood. It's understood.
New ways.
Well, unlike Rami, I'm not taking 15 of them to go.
No, you should eat them all here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
No, you would now. Because Rami always, that whole thing that we told him they could take, Rami bagged all that up. Cause
yeah, he would have. Yeah,
no,
that would have been going in the fridge at home.
Yeah, he'd have bagged all that up. Yeah, now, that wouldn't have got away from me.
That's true now.
To be completely honest with you, if I wasn't jumping
out. Especially when Rami had his roommate.
Yeah, if I wasn't either jumping on a plane right now, I probably would be. I probably would have taken all
you
of
have
it.
To
would
take
you?
One.
Yeah. I probably would have taken a little
would
bit.
Would you? Yeah.
Well, I also maybe would have been a little bit more overzealous with eating some of it because Gary gave me some hard time for it on the way down to Phoenix. But, man, you got to go.
And oh, no, not on you on a plane.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, I mean,
no,
I'll get in there and do some work.
No.
I think it's going to be a pretty full plane, so I didn't really want to make anybody else's trip to Nashville tough.
Oh, yeah. Like
no,
I tried my.
You didn't want to bottom out the plane in the back, is what you didn't want.
I tried my best not to do that on a plane. No.
Because when you got to go, you got to go.
I know. I get it, but I'm just telling you. Yeah, I tried my best not
go
to.
Go ahead and flush them down.
Those airline bathrooms? No.
Flush them down.
Even like.
Airplane bathroom?
The thing is.
Disgusting.
Okay, well, I'm not worried about the cleanliness.
You're not worried about the cleanliness.
I wash down the seat before I get in there.
You're
going to
do more than
good.
Wash it.
But here's the deal for me. Spark, you're a little bit smaller of an individual.
A lot smaller.
Where you can.
Not a little, a lot.
Where you can have some room in that bathroom.
Sure.
Yeah, you got a little
I gotta
more
like,
room. Yeah,
I got to like cross the one leg
real
over.
But that
tight.
Makes
hold
it even
the,
worse.
Hold the left foot up to make sure that the
real
angle
tight.
Is right.
Right. So that's even worse
through.
Than what
yeah,
I got to deal
tight.
With. Oh, man. Get out of here. I don't know why you would even consider that. Like if I were you,
an
I'd,
hour and a half.
If I were you, I think I'd fast for like 8 hours before I got on
oh,
the plane,
Jesus.
Just to avoid having
oh,
to go
Jesus,
into the bathroom.
No. You don't want that boy to fast.
Then you get off the plane, and you can just mile down wherever you want.
You don't want that.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't really fasted much in quite some time.
Like, if I were you, I'd pick my favorite restaurant in whatever town I'm going to, and then I'd fast for a few hours before I get on the plane, and then from the airport, I go straight to that restaurant, and it's on.
Yeah, but you weren't ready to get him out the dome. You got to roll him out, cuz. No.
What, the restaurant?
Yeah, no. That'd be a bad sight. You don't want to do that.
He'd be fine.
Girl. Dude,
I'll tell you this.
He be no.
If I was hanging out with these guys, having the Grey Goose and the Bacardis, you might be rolling me out of this place.
With Junior,
I'd be having a great time. Yeah, me and Junior over there, we'd be having a good time.
Yeah.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.